Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Before My Time. I am your host, Kelsey Laurie, and we are joined, as always, with our co-host, friend, and producer, Matt Kelly. And he is going to dive in to a novelty album on the Haunted Mansion from 1969, because as you all know, the Haunted Mansion film is coming out this week. Let's see what he has to say.
Back, hurry back. Be sure to bring your death certificate.
We're here to entertain you, we'll sing your songs for good times, the best times. You can't go wrong. We'll two-step, a new step, it won't be long. When the Dixielands are playing, soon you'll be swaying, so come on, sing along.
So, Kelsey, before we do anything, I have to ask, have you seen any of the ads for the new Haunted Mansion movie?
I have, yeah. I want to start by saying the first time I saw a preview that they're like, they're making it, I was like, wait, didn't we just do this? Which, what year did the Eddie Murphy one come out? I was like
2003. It's been like 20 years.
Shut the fuck up. Okay, I don't like that. I guess that's the same year Pirates came out, which is, I can't believe Pirates is 20 years old. That's gross. Wow. 20 years? How old am I? Jesus. Okay. Cute. I guess, yeah, there's just so many movies I feel like they're, like, remaking, and I'm like, didn't we just do that? But I guess they're from, like, my childhood or even, like, teen years, and that's 20 years ago, so that's cute. All right, I guess. So, yeah, I mean, that movie didn't do very well. I don't want to go on a tangent on the Eddie Murphy version, but I know that that one didn't do very well. I loved it. I thought it was fun, tongue-in-cheek, had nice nods and Easter eggs to the ride. I thought it was great. This one does look like it's going to be a little more, like, still kind of fun because it's Disney. They kind of have to make it fun. But it looks like they're going a little bit of a darker route, which is kind of, I like that they're doing something different.
Yeah, they're leaning into the more spooky-ooky. You know what it reminds me of a little bit, talking about movies from my childhood? It gives me a little bit of a Casper vibe. If you remember the 90s Casper movie.
Oh, do I remember the 90s Casper movie? Get out. I love that movie.
Yeah, where I first discovered that I had crushes on women was watching Christina Ricci and Casper when
I
was a child.
You know, that's funny,
because she's pretty.
I liked when Casper turned into a real boy. I was always like,
yeah.
Ooh.
I was thinking about this the other day in my car, and I thought, all right, let's say I become popular enough that Disney asks me if I want to make a movie for them. I thought I would also want to do a Haunted Mansion movie. So I would want to make the third Haunted Mansion remake. But I would want to do it.
You have to wait 20 years.
Yeah, exactly. I'll be 58 years old directing a Haunted Mansion movie. I would want to do an adaptation of the souvenir record, The Story and Song from Haunted Mansion, released in 1969 with illustrations from Colin Campbell. It is the story of two teenagers, Mike and Karen, who are trapped inside a mansion on a rainy night and experience a real-life version of the iconic ride. So we get throughout this record, it's about a 25-minute storybook that you get out of this record. So you have Thurl Ravings Scruff doing the narration. I don't believe is that the voice of the ride, or is that Paul Frees who does the ride? I'm pretty sure it's Paul Frees on the actual ride. But one of the noteworthy things is that the voice of Mike is Ron Howard.
Before you go on, I just want to say it is Paul Frees who is the ghost host on the ride.
Okay, cool. Yes. It starts off with a narration telling you, and I'm going to read this verbatim because I love this. Have you ever seen a haunted house? You know the kind that I mean. That old dark house that's usually at the end of some dimly lit street. The owners haven't been seen for years, and no one knows why. The windows are broken and boarded, and the shutters hang loose on their hinges. The trees have grown wild, and their branches brush up against the sides of the withering house, making strange noises in the night. There's a high-vined fence around the property. Is it there to keep somebody out, or is it there to keep something in? It's a house that people avoid walking past at night. Strange sounds come from within the walls, and it's said that eerie lights have been seen both in the attic windows and in the graveyard at the side of the house. Our story revolves around this mysterious mansion.
Ooh.
And then it turns into like a little radio drama. Like Aaron and Mike are walking home after a date, and they pass by the old mansion just as it begins to pour. We're getting real Rocky Horror Picture Show vibe here, right?
Yeah.
So seeking shelter from the storm, they run up to the mansion's front porch, and Mike is eager to go outside while Karen, still desperate for shelter, is reluctant to do so. But Mike manages to get the front door open. And once they're inside, a marble bust comes to life, and this is the voice of the narrator throughout the rest of it. The door closes behind them, and the bus introduces himself as their ghost host and invites to take them on a tour of his home. The teens are too frightened to run until they realize they're in the stretching room. And it's like from this point, it literally just starts walking you through all the paces of the ride. And it essentially ends with all of the ghosts coming to claim Mike and Karen's lives.
Do they get away?
They get away. Towards the end, they escape. Just before they leave, he asks them to please hurry back and maybe bring some friends. And then he disappears at the stroke of midnight. And what happens to Mike and Karen from this point on is left to the unknown.
Ooh.
Yeah, spooky, ooky, creepy, right? So the thing that's really cool about this record, and maybe you've already pieced this together, this came out in 1969, which means that this record came out before the ride was finished. So some of the things heard on the record were removed from the final ride, including the marble bust being the ghost host at the beginning. There's a raven that talks throughout the story that was originally in the ride but didn't make it to the final ride. There's a chain rattling heard from a ghost outside the endless hallway. And they meet the Hatbox Ghost in this particular tale. So this is based on the script of the original ride before its completion, which is kind of cool.
That is really cool. Yeah, because I know the Hatbox Ghost was something that was originally put in the conception of the ride and never was. And then they just recently added that ghost when you leave the attic of the ride.
Yeah, and it was in the storybook version of this, they actively say that the Hatbox Ghost is the groom for the bride, which I don't know if that's ever like been stated elsewhere, but it makes sense, right? She's this black widow. She's decapitating people, and there's a ghost whose head is inside of a hatbox. Like that all kind of ties in together.
Yeah,
ties into me. But I think so. To throw back to what my idea would have been, though, is I think that it'd be really, really cool if you took this tale, right, you did an adaptation of it, and you even went as far as to, like, shoot it in black and white, like, try to use, like, authentic 50s and 60s special effects. Like, don't lean on, like, anything modern. Like, make it feel like an old vintage-y movie that you could have found, like a long, like literally release it and advertise it as like the long lost film, The Haunted Mansion.
I like that idea a lot. I just unfortunately don't think that would do well in a box office.
No, but you know, sometimes
but
you gotta chase your heart.
I agree though. I like this idea. Yeah, I don't know if a black and white movie would Mark, but I think that'd be cool. I thought you were going to be like, oh, we should tell the story of the bride and like her life or something. That would be cool.
I could agree with that. So this was the version that I have. I bought the CD version of this, and it's called The Story and the Song from the Haunted Mansion. So after the story's over, you get the Grim Grinning Ghost song that we all know and love. The album was reissued in 1998 as a cassette tape called A Spooky Night in Disney's Haunted Mansion. And then, you know, they've continued to put out different Haunted Mansion things. I have a second Haunted Mansion CD. Anytime that they have any CD of the ride available for Haunted Mansion, I usually grab it. The second one is just one track is the full unaltered audio from inside the ride. So it's like a 15-minute track of just like the exact narration, sound effects, everything. You get Grim Grinning Ghost, but then it's also like you get all of the isolated audio tracks from the different parts. So you get like the graveyard song, and it's just like that loop that they would play in the graveyard portion. Mm-hmm. And it would be like the dining hall scene, and it would just be like the audio of the organ piece from that.
I have a question for you. Do you blast that in your house and get into your office wheelie chair and then just slowly scoot yourself around your house?
Of course. Why wouldn't I?
To the ride soundtrack?
Yes.
Good. I expect nothing less.
Just looking around and wonder.
I got scared.
And it is something I will. So this is going to sound so dorky. At Halloween time, I love to have a collection of that type of stuff, like spooky sounds, instrumental creepy sounds, whatever. And on Halloween night, I will literally have my volume cranked and just drive around the town with the windows down, just filling the night
the air
sky
with spooky sounds.
Hey man, it's Halloween, you gotta do something. But
I like
also
to
wanted to
like
show
a slut and get hammered, but whatever.
Hey, to each his own. I do both. So I also wanted to show off these other things, because man, when I say that I love the Haunted Mansion, I also have the Tales from the Haunted Mansion hardcover books that are these beautifully illustrated stories.
Wow.
Like literally like a Tales from the Crypt of tales of all the different ghosts inside the Haunted Mansion.
When were these published?
Let me check on the back of these. These are probably more recent, in all honesty. 2016.
Quite new.
Within the last 10 years. But, yep, from Disney Press. But my point being, like, the Haunted Mansion, I'm excited that there's going to be a new movie, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm excited about that because I do think that with like the Jungle Cruise ride, like I didn't expect that to work.
I loved that movie.
That movie worked better than I had any anticipation for.
But that's like my aesthetic, is that kind of like, haha, adventure. Like I just loved it.
But I think that there are so few Disney rides that aren't already based on existing IP that could seamlessly transition. You know what I mean? Like, we did Pirates, we did Jungle Cruise.
We fucking did Pirates.
Is done. We don't need to ever touch it again.
Isn't there rumor that there's going to be another, or is that?
I'm sure that as long as people are paying money to see it, they will keep making
it. I love
it.
All those movies, but we're done.
They're all fine, but it is like,
I think
each one is slightly less fun than the one before it. Like,
yeah, the first one's just the best. It just always will be the best.
The first one's incredible. The first one is so unexpectedly incredible.
I was obsessed
with it. But I'm trying to think, is there really anything else that
we could do? Yeah, I think we should do a Big Thunder Mountain Western adventure.
Ooh.
That's what I
think. Look at that.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's the only other one that's not currently tied to like existing IP anymore.
The Matterhorn. We could do a fun expedition, Swiss
Matterhorn.
No, we don't. I mean, it's based on an actual mountain, but it's not
No, I'm thinking of in Disney. I've never been to Disneyland. I'm trying to think if Matterhorn made it to Disney World.
Only have a Matterhorn in Disneyland. Yeah, so Big Thunder Mountain, I would say Matterhorn.
The Yeti one in Animal Kingdom? Expedition Everest.
Yeah, Expedition Everest, but that's like really new.
But I'm just thinking of rides that aren't tied to like an already existing thing.
The Matterhorn is just such an OG ride from Disney. That's such a historic landmark.
I'm also thinking
for us
though
in
that
Disneyland.
Even if they did a Matterhorn movie, I think they would still name it Expedition Everest because it's a more eye-catching name than the Matterhorn on a poster. I think
yeah,
you could
that's
do
true.
something That's, you know what I mean? Like Expedition Everest, like if you don't know Disney stuff, you're like, ooh, what's that?
I think Big Thunder Mountain like, should be, I think that would make a great movie. I could see them doing it in so many different ways.
Like a runaway train. Literally, they're a Western with a runaway train.
And dynamite's going to explode and, you know, it's like, got to get the West. I don't know. And there's guns and bad guys and bandits. Great. That's,
you're so,
that was not a movie
You're
plot.
So excited.
I'm
excited for the new Haunted Mansion movie. I do, actually, I think you've convinced me. I do want a Big Thunder Mountain movie as well. And maybe one of these days I'll be in California long enough to go to Disneyland with you so I can finally ride the Matterhorn.
I can definitely get you in. Yeah, I can't believe you haven't been. That's nuts. You know, it's another, real quick before we do it, Space Mountain doesn't have a ride.
Ooh, you're right. Space Mountain has a lot of well-established goodwill with people, too. So
yeah, we could do a fun space movie. I mean, it's hard because there's so many. I mean, you got Star Wars and this, that. And so it's, I think if they did Big
Thunder Mountain, how do you make it special or different?
I'll call up Disney right now.
Yeah, call up Disney, get them on the line. We'll be back after this quick commercial break with a fun little story about this episode.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
91 Donkey Lane is a magical apartment complex that contains immense power, but lacks intelligent inhabitants.
What is happening?
I'm getting texts.
Why are we getting a lot of texts?
People found out what we did.
Oh, dividing Mike Myers into an infinite amount of tiny Mike Myers?
Listen to 91 Donkey Lane for free on Spotify or your favorite podcasting app. More at 91donkeylane.com. See you there, you donkeys.
So, Kelsey, this was a slightly shorter episode than our audience might be used to. And that's
why is that?
Because
Matt?
That might be because we have our recording schedule's been a little wild lately. And maybe your lovely producer forgot that we had already done a Haunted Mansion episode. Like 30 episodes ago.
Fair enough. I forgot as well. Yeah. So, folks, Matt texts me and is like, hey, can you record on this day? And I was like, yeah, sure. Solid. And he's like, let's do the history of the Haunted Mansion. And I'm busy and I'd get it. And I'm like, yeah, sure. And I go on about my life and I'm thinking, he's like, the movie's coming out. We'll tie it in. I was like, great. So I go to sit down and do my research and I start reading things and I'm like, gosh, this sounds really familiar. And then a bunch of my Google links were already purple. So, you know, it's like a link that you've clicked before, but it was the first time pulling it up and I was like, why did I pull up 13 fun facts about? And I was like, wait a minute. And I look and I open our podcast and I scroll down to episode 50 was the history of the Haunted Mansion. We totally already did an episode.
We were so excited to do it as our 50th episode.
I didn't even
remember.
I know. Yeah, and I don't even remember doing it almost because it's just like we've done so many. And I was like, are we?
It would have been a year ago probably when we were recording it almost.
No,
it would have been like late August, early September if we were releasing that as an October episode. Okay. So, yeah.
I'm going to scroll because where are we at? 85 episodes?
It was absolutely released in October. We did it because episode 50 was going to be during Halloween season. So we said, oh, let's do. I'm remembering us coming up with the idea, but I think we probably
October
recorded that.
October 18th, 2022. That's
so
not a
we
year
probably
ago,
recorded but that in like late September to get ready for it.
That's true. Oh, shit. That's almost a year. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. We've been doing this show for almost 2 years, Kelsey.
When did we start?
The first episode came out on Halloween.
Oh shit!
Frankenstein.
Yeah. Remember, folks, I was highly recovering from a highly impacted concussion, so I don't remember anything from those days.
Well, if people want us to do something with the Haunted Mansion for a third time when we forget that we've done this episode and episode 50, where can they put in that suggestion?
Yeah, let us know and we'll forget again and then be in this debunkle of fuck, what do we record? Let us know on Instagram. You can find us at beforemytime_podcast or on Facebook. Just type in Before My Time and we will pop up. You can write on our wall, DM us, comment on our latest posts. Let us know if you want us to do a third Haunted Mansion episode. Let us know what attraction at Disney you think should be a feature film, or if there's any other topics that we have not covered and you would love to hear the history of or a little bit of a background to it, let us know and maybe we won't do it. Who knows? Just kidding. We'll totally do it. Thanks for listening. You all make my life a little brighter, a little rounder, and I appreciate you all. Bye!
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.